Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a rag-a-cut blueprint in Ableton Live 12, designed for that 90s-inspired darkness that sits right inside the DNA of drum and bass. This is not about writing a full vocal song. It's about taking a short vocal phrase and turning it into a dark, rhythmic identity hook. Something raw, something dangerous, something that can sit between the intro and the drop, or cut through the drop itself like a warning sign. A great rag-a-cut does a few jobs at once. It gives the track character. It adds human rhythm against the machine-like drums and sub, and it creates movement without needing a big topline or huge melody. That's why this approach is so strong in dark jungle rollers and old-school-inspired D&B. It feels sampled, intentional, and alive. The first move is to choose the right vocal. You want attitude. You want hard consonants. You want something with bite. Words and syllables with strong T, K, R, D, and G sounds usually cut through much better than smooth, airy vocals. Those sharp consonants help the phrase read through busy break programming without needing to be pushed too loud. Drag your sample into an audio track and listen closely. Keep it simple at first. If the vocal still feels legible when played quietly, that is a very good sign. What to listen for here is whether the phrase already has rhythm inside it. If the sample sounds like it wants to bounce, you're on the right path. If it feels too polished or too melodic, it will probably fight the style. Now trim the sample so the phrase starts cleanly. Get it into the project tempo with only as much warping as you need. Don't overcomplicate it. In D&B, tiny timing shifts matter a lot because the groove is already packed. A nudge of just a few milliseconds can change everything. If the vocal feels late, move it a touch earlier. If it feels rushed, push it back slightly. What to listen for is how it sits with the snare. You want the vocal to lock into the pocket, not trip over the backbeat. A really useful beginner move is to loop one or two bars of the vocal against a straight kick-snare pattern before you bring in the full break. That tells you whether the phrase has rhythm on its own. If it doesn't bounce with the core drum pattern, fix that first. Don't start adding effects to a timing problem. Effects only make a bad placement louder. Once the phrase is sitting correctly, start chopping it into playable pieces. You do not need a million slices. In fact, for this style, too many slices can make the vocal feel nervous and thin. Aim for 3 to 6 strong slices, maybe one attack hit, one mid-length syllable, one tail or vowel, and one extra lift or shout if the sample gives you that option. Think of it like a call and response. Put one hit in the first bar, a reply later in the bar, then a variation in the second bar. Leave a gap somewhere so the groove can breathe. That space matters. It makes the vocal feel edited and intentional, not just dropped on top. It also gives the drums room to speak. Why this works in D&B is simple. The drums already supply motion and energy. The vocal should either reinforce that motion or lean against it in a controlled way. If it does neither, it just floats there and weakens the impact. Now check the rhythm against your drums. This is where the vocal either becomes part of the track or gets exposed. In a lot of D&B, the snare is the anchor, so you have to be careful where the vocal lands around beats 2 and 4. A really effective rag-a pattern is often a pickup before the snare, then a reply after it, then a moment of silence. That creates tension and release without clutter. You can go two ways here. You can keep the vocal very tight to the grid for a more aggressive, modern feel, or you can place it just slightly behind the beat for a more human, dubwise, old-school swing. Both work. If you're making a contemporary roller or something more neuro-leaning, tight grid placement is usually the move. If you want that grimy 90s jungle feel, a slight drag can be perfect. Now it's time to shape the tone with a simple stock device chain. Keep it practical. A clean beginner chain is EQ8, then saturator, then compressor. Start with EQ8 and remove unnecessary low end. A high pass somewhere, around 120 to 180 Hz, is a good starting point. That clears out rumble that has no business living in the vocal. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it gets harsh, look around the upper mids, roughly 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then add saturator. Use it lightly. You're not trying to destroy the vocal. You're trying to give it edge. A few dB of drive is often enough. That little bit of distortion can make the consonants pop and give the phrase that older, rougher, more threatening character. Finish with a compressor, but keep it gentle. Just enough to control peaks and keep the slices consistent. You want the vocal to feel steady and present, not flattened. What to listen for is this. The vocal should sound closer and more confident, but not obviously processed. If it starts sounding crispy, fizzy, or brittle, you've gone too far on the saturation or the upper mids. At this point, choose your flavor. You can go raw and dry, or you can push it into a darker, more cinematic space. If you want the raw Raga cut, keep it mostly dry. Short fades, minimal ambience, no big tail. That's often the best choice for gritty 90s references and heavy rollers. If you want a bigger hook, you can add a little delay or a short reverb, but keep it restrained. Short feedback, low mix, short decay. The danger in this style is washing the vocal out. Once the ambience gets too big, the phrase stops feeling like part of the rhythm section and starts drifting away from the track. A good rule is this: if the drums and bass are already busy, stay dry. If the arrangement feels too empty, add a controlled amount of space. Keep the core phrase focused in the center. Let the effect spread out around it, not inside it. Now think about movement across the arrangement. Even a short vocal needs to evolve. Use filtering to give it a story. A darker, low-passed version in the intro can feel hidden and threatening. Then open the filter as the drop approaches. That contrast makes the release hit harder without needing a huge riser. A nice workflow trick here is to commit the processed phrase to audio once it feels right. That makes it much easier to rearrange, reverse, duplicate, or cut into fills. It also keeps the session moving. Sometimes the fastest way to get musical results is to print the idea and work with it audio. Now bring in the full drums and bass. This is the moment most beginners skip, and it's the one that really matters. A vocal can sound great on its own and still fail in the mix. Check whether it clashes with the snare crack, whether it clouds the bass, or whether it masks the top-end detail of the break. If the vocal feels crowded, trim the low mids a little more. Shorten the reverb or delay. Tighten the tail of the sample, or move the chop into a slightly different rhythmic pocket. Also, try keeping the vocal mostly narrow or centered. If you want width, put it in the higher effects only. Wide low mid vocal energy can smear the groove and weaken mono compatibility. What to listen for here is very simple. The drums should still feel like the main engine. The vocal should add attitude, not take punch away from the kick and snare. If the whole loop feels less dangerous when the vocal is muted, then you know the vocal is doing its job. From there, build a small arrangement around it. Don't leave it as a static loop. Give it some shape. Start filtered and low intensity in the intro. Open it up as the track develops. Bring in a stronger phrase before the drop. Then let the drop land with the most effective version of the chop, followed by a bit of space so the drums can hit. A really strong raga cut often appears, disappears, and then returns with a slight change. That little bit of contrast keeps it alive. If you want a simple A and B version, duplicate the vocal track and make one alternate. Maybe the second one is darker. Maybe it's shorter. Maybe it's slightly more saturated. Maybe it has a reverse tail into the hit. That gives you a clean way to create tension later in the arrangement without having to invent a whole new sound. And here's a useful reminder. Silence is part of the rhythm. In this style, a gap before the vocal hit can feel heavier than adding another effect. Don't be afraid to remove slices if the phrase starts talking too much. If the chop gets busy, strip it back. A few strong gestures are usually more powerful than a constant stream of edits. Let me also give you a quick production principle that matters a lot in dark DNB. Treat the vocal like percussion first. If it can hit like a drum fill, it will survive a dense break and a heavy bass line. If it behaves like a floating lead, it will often get lost or start fighting the arrangement. So, to recap the core process, choose a vocal with attitude and strong consonants. Trim it cleanly and lock it to the grid with care. Chop it into a few useful pieces, not endless fragments. Shape the rhythm so it answers the snare and leaves space for the groove. Use EQ, saturation and compression to make it cut without getting harsh. Decide whether you want raw or more atmospheric. Then automate filtering and movement so the phrase evolves across the arrangement. Finally, test it against the full drums and bass before you call it done. If it feels like a tight, dangerous vocal percussion hook that gives the track identity without crowding the low end, you've got the right idea. Now take the mini challenge, build a two-bar raga cut using just one vocal sample, only EQ8, saturator and compressor, and make one raw version plus one darker variation. Keep it mostly centered. Keep the reverb minimal or skip it entirely. Aim for at least three vocal chops and a simple intro to drop filter movement. And here's the final test. Play it with drums and bass. If the snare still reads clearly, the vocal feels rhythmic, and the low end stays solid in mono, you're in the zone. That's the sound of a raga cut that belongs in dark DNB. Keep it lean. Keep it rude, and make the silence hit as hard as the vocal.